This year's Summer School of Slavonic Studies is in full swing at Prague's Charles University. Almost 250 people are immersed in the study of Czech language, culture, and life. Students from all over the world, around 40 countries in all, and all degrees of education come together to brave the difficulties of learning Czech. The school, being held for the 50th time this year, is very popular now, a far cry from conditions when it started. The first two sessions were held in 1948 and 1949, but in the 1950s, the repressive political climate forced the school to shut its doors for nearly a decade. In 1959, with a relaxing of the political atmosphere, the school was once again able to operate, this time in continuity. The school then grew in size and influence, reaching its peak in 1968 and 1969. Dr. Jan Kuklík, director of the program, remembers that time.
The summer school has a kind of magic for its students. Sure, there were all sorts of regulations and rules, and it was probably watched by the police. But people from all over the world came here. From east and west they gathered. Sometimes they even planned to meet at the school. The summer school became somewhat of an oasis. There was an informal exchange of cultural and friendly relations among people who normally couldn't come together. I think that's what's so important to say about this era.
The school offers four different levels of language courses, from beginner to proficient. It also has student guides who will help those who cannot understand anything. The use of other languages is limited only for necessary reasons. But the school is not all books and musty libraries. Dr. Jan Holub, a professor at Charles University, explains what students do when they are not in the classroom.
We give practical courses, we give conversation, we give seminars on literature, and seminars about the basic information on culture, history, contemporary political problems, and so on. Except of these things, we give also afternoon programs, that is, various guided excursions on cultural institutions in Prague. And also we travel on Sundays and Saturdays far from Prague to show the cultural monuments and important places from the point of geography, natural life, and of course history and culture.
Students come from all over the world to get a taste of Czech life, but everyone has their own personal reasons for studying here. I managed to catch a few students on their way to class at the Charles University Faculty of Arts. Robin Quizar from Denver in the United States is here to brush up on her Czech before taking a prestigious scholarship to teach in Moravia.
I'm here for my fourth time. It's a wonderful experience. Obviously, I like it or I wouldn't come back. But it's wonderful. Students come from all over the world, and most of them are young. I'm old lady, but and we have some other old people, but the age doesn't matter. It's the idea of learning Czech. I married a Czech way back in the Prague Spring, and then the Russians came, and he came home and stayed here, and I decided I couldn't stay here. But the interest was started, and I started learning Czech, and many years later I returned and started going to school here. And this year I'm going to teach in Olomouc because I have a Fulbright for one semester to teach there. So I need my Czech, not to teach because I will teach in English, but I need the Czech because I want to talk to the people in Olomouc.
Matt Sarnicki from New York plans to study in Prague this fall.
I received a scholarship to study at the Film Institute here, but before I go to the Institute, I would like to know some Czech, and also the second semester I plan to take courses in the Czech language.
Karen Caucase did not travel far from her home in Vienna, and she says it was her friends that got her interested in learning Czech. She has been in Prague for only a few days and was excited about the program and the variety it offers.
It's really great. So a lot of people from different countries, and they have a really good program, good teachers, and a really good program. You see a lot, not only of Prague, but also of other cities of the Czech Republic, and so. Until now, I like it very much. We will see. I'm only a few days here now, so.
Dr. Kuklik says despite the program's uneasy history, the school has tried to take what has been positive about it. Also, the school has now modernized. Together, Drs. Kuklik and Holob have changed the way they teach the language and have introduced specialized phonetic training for those who need it. Student Robin Quizar welcomes all the help she can get when it comes to learning Czech.
It's a very difficult language. I've studied Spanish and German and Russian, and I feel that Czech is the hardest of them to speak. So, and part of the reason it's hard is nobody believes that you really should be doing this. Because it's one of those small languages. Small country, small language. But I think it's a great language.
With a language spoken by just 10 million people, the Czech Republic can easily be overlooked on the busy map of Europe. This is why the summer school program is so important. There are not only more foreigners who know the language, but they know something about the Czech nation as well. Dr. Holub explains.
It's important also for the purpose that we want to say something more concrete about our country. We want to avoid the situations when the students in the United States don't know whether we are really Poles or Serbs, Croatians, or Czechs, and where is it? Well, it's in this big Europe where we really are. So, and when they do come here, so they say, oh, this I didn't, that's a surprising thing, this I didn't know. And that's, I think, important that everybody in the world knows some important things about our country.
Dr. Jan Kuklik agrees with his colleague, but he adds that there is still some work that needs to be done.
Kde jinde by se měla podporovat zahraniční bohemistika a slavistika?
Where else than the land of native speakers and Charles University should we support Bohemian and Slavic studies? From an international perspective, the university had a 20 to 30 year golden age, where it was the absolute center of Slavic studies. Today we have a lot of catching up to do.
Prague School of Slavonic Studies is not the only one in the Czech Republic. The Moravian cities of Olomouc and Brno are currently hosting their own popular schools.